But right now, since we are into the month of December, it's time to get everybody in the Christmas spirit, Gordo.
Yeah, we always do this. It's a Christmas tradition. I don't know if the P1s have noticed today, but Fernando's not here. Our trusty producer, Fernando's not here. And so filling in for him is Jason Killer Kellison. Jason Killer Kellison producing the show today. And Jason, I understand that you've written a little something.
I like to bring something to the table every time I fill in for Fernando.
You sound nervous.
You know, I am so nervous right now.
Why?
I am more nervous right now than when I got married or when I had my wife gave birth to our son. I am so scared when I'm looking over at my report.
Your report?
My eyes are tearing up.
Okay, all right. So you've written a little essay about... Boy, you are tearing up. You've written a little essay about Christmas. I don't know if you guys know this, but Christmas is coming up.
Right.
And so Killer wrote an essay to kind of explain the history of Christmas and what it means to him. So hit the Christmas music, Killer, and go ahead and let us hear from you.
I forgot my glasses. To many of most Americans, Christmas is both the most significant holiday in December, but many of us don't seem to know the significance of this most sacred and profane holiday of the Christmas season. What exactly is Christmas and why was Jesus the concerned about it? As the ancient philosopher Bermincius said, nobody bees doing Christmas like old Jesus dog. Jesus, a religious leader who figures prominently in Christian lore, was born on a cold, hot December night in the year zero. No one knows if he was actually born on the 25th or if he was born on the 24th. Someday that because Mary was dilated for most of the 24th and then crowning at the stroke of midnight, we should recognize the 24th of this modern day Messiah's day of birth. Can't read my own writing. As his birthday, others day, that's stupid. One thing is for sure, Joseph saw a lot more than he is letting on, for the story of Jesus is the story of many ways America. This is what happened. Mary is a 14-year-old virgin, great with child, was traveling with her much older husband Joseph to the town of Bethlehem so they could be counted for tax purposes and shop for sports equipment. They wanted to buy Joseph's brother a heavy bag to stay in shape, and they had to put off their gift buying until Christmas Eve in the hope of getting a last minute deal. The plan was to put the heavy bag on the donkey and let Mary walk it to prove her saintly grit. But once they got to the Bethlehems, they realized that the inn by the Marriott was booked up with the traveling businessmen for the nearby astrology convention. So Joseph and his young bride, who was named Mary, had to stay in the barn that was adjacent to as well as next to the very inn, this story which would soon become the most famous inn all of the lands because of their continental breakfasts, which were so good that it was one of the best in the all of the land. At barn, the animals kept Mary and Joseph company, entertaining them with their stories and exploits as Mary knitted her Santa quilt. But as the night wore on, the time for Mary's belly Messiah was drawing nigh. Using a plank as a gurney and a cantaloupe as forceps, Joseph assisted Mary in the birth of this baby that would become famous than all of the other messiahs combined. having no baby crib due to Mary's overlooking of registering for anywheres, the baby messiah was laid in a manger. The manager was full of hay.
Start over again there. Is it?
The baby messiah was laid in a manger. The manager was full of hay. Hay is defined as a type of natural straw most often commonly associated with the animals eating it. There were some Mexican astrologers from the East who had seen a bright star in the night sky, and they followed that star to the astrology convention in the Bethlehems. Once there, they found a small savior lying in a lone manger, so they knelt down and gave him gold, Frankenstein, and mirth.
It's frankincense.
From 1659 to 1681, the celebration of Christmas was outlawed in Boston, and lawbreakers were fined 5 shillings. Rudolph became a true tradition for the Jesus when the road to the famous reindeer into Jerusalem, 33 years later, construction workers started the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tradition on 1931.
I don't think you're using punctuation.
Some consider Christmas a pagan holiday, but I think black people and as well as others should enjoy Christmas for all time. This is not only my hope, but this is my demand requirement. In the immortal worlds of Tiny Timothy, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good time.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It really was sweet.
Nice job, Killer. Really, really well done, Killer.
Why are you sweating?
I need to pick larger font.
He's shaking.
No, I gotta go poop.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, no. That was actually very nice. It was very sweet.
May I see that? Look at his script.
I think you've already always kind of misread the word manger, though.
No, it's manager.
It's not really manager. Junior's reviewing the script right now.
Jesus, who figures prominently in Christian lore. I mean, there's just so much here.
There's so much. And there's really only one Messiah, though. I know you said that Jesus, I know you're trying to compliment him by saying that he was more famous than all the other messiahs combined. But he's the one true.
Yeah, I worked really hard on that.
Good, good job, Killer.
Thank you, Killer.
Thank you for the effort.
Always
thank
good
you,
to Killer. Hear from you.
There he is, Killer Kellefin.